Hey, everybody, welcome to
Love
the Pop Rock
Talk Radio.
Radio. Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I, of course, am your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks. And boy, am I a nut job tonight. Oh my gosh. Sorry about the late start. We're getting started right now. I'm very, very excited, though, tonight. I'm glad Danny rolled me out of bed. I laid down for 20 minutes and I overslept. Anyway, starting the show tonight, I'm awake and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed now. We've got a fantastic rock band on tonight. We've got the guys from Paid out of L.A. Hello, guys, and so sorry about the late start tonight.
No problem, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good now. They gave me something to help me get through the show, and no, I'm kidding.
bring it, share it.
I'm telling you, I needed a cup of coffee. Anyhow, so sorry about that. So it's been a while. We've had Tony, we've had you on the show before. Chris, we've had you on the show before. What am I saying? We've got
Tony. Last year.
See, I'm all turned around. Chris is your brother, right?
Yeah. Right.
I got it. I'm all right. We've got Joe Allen and Tony LaPree on tonight, right?
And Darren.
We got Darren on board.
And Darren. How can I forget about Darren? How are you guys? Now, it's been a while. Now, you guys started Paid. This is a whole new project, right?
Yeah, it's been around for a couple of years now, yeah.
I had no idea. Because the band we had you on before was different. Attack of the Rising, I believe, was the band we were talking about before, but Paid I like a lot. Allison, who's sponsoring this and probably pulling her hair out right about now, about me, sent over the tracks. I listened to them and I'm just blown away.
Cool, thank
guys.
You.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
thanks
yeah.
Very much.
Now, tell us, give us the background. How did Paid come about? How'd you guys all meet and hook up and everything?
Long story short, about 3 years ago, I guess now, I had been doing some recording with my brother, some songs we wanted to get out of our system, and one day I was walking out of my apartment with my guitar, and Joe was walking out of his. He lived next door, and he goes, "Oh, you play?" I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "I sing," and he did this. Go ahead, bro.
I'm not afraid of dying, and I don't really care.
And I went, "Holy fuck, we got a jam!" So, and it kind of took off from there. So, fast forward today, we got Darren in the band. My brother and I have jammed with Darren. My brother and Darren have jammed. They've done recordings, tourings, and all that stuff. So, that's where we are now. Two albums, a bunch of shows later,
and a whole shitload of drugs.
Well, yeah, you know, that happens. It happens. I'm kidding, of course. Guys, we can't have too much of that talk, otherwise what would the baseball team think? Because I tend to remember, Tony, aren't you a coach for a baseball team?
No. Never have been.
Oh.
That's not me. Some other guy. I don't know who that is, but it's not me.
Not that guy.
Some other guy. Okay. I'm totally
okay.
Out of it. But I'm pulling it together, man. I'm pulling it together. And we'll be okay. Gosh. Oh, man. Where are my show notes? Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's the
you guys
are
women.
Three of how we all got together is, you know, we play music and we get off and playing and, you know, so, yeah.
All right. I gotcha. Now, Joe, we've got Joe Allen. I should mention the band here. Joe Allen's the vocals. Darren Alexander Mott. Am I saying that right? Probably not. The bass. Say again?
Yeah, no, you were correct.
Oh, good, good, good. Bass is Chris, or it plays the bass. Chris LaPree, the drums, and Tony LaPree, guitar and vocals as well. Cool, cool, cool. Backing vocals, I should say. Very, very cool. And you guys are out of the Long Beach area.
Primarily, yeah. Nice. L.A., Long Beach.
Very cool. One of my favorite movies in the world was filmed in Long Beach. Bullet with Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very.
Star 2.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I do. I do. Good stuff. Now, very cool. I watched a couple of videos. You guys were playing, I don't know, I posted a video, which is really cool, you guys had online called Opus. And then Tony sent me over the, I'm sorry?
The Opus X, yes.
Yeah, Opus X. And then I believe Tony sent me over the footage from the whiskey, which is cool as well.
It's kind
very
of a mini
cool
EPK thing that Darren put together for us.
So, Darren, you did an outstanding job. I loved it. Very, very cool stuff.
I always do great work when it's on myself. So,
when his name's on the door, there you go, right?
Right,
outstanding.
Right.
Outstanding. Now, so you guys have been playing a couple years and whatnot. Was that the first time playing the whiskey or old hat over there at Whiskey Go-Go?
Played there a bunch of times. We've done direct support for that metal show. We did the Head PE show there recently. Played there a bunch of times.
Wow.
Never mind.
Well, that's very cool. Now, is there, do you get a, like the Willies or a vibe playing there at the Whiskey with its history and whatnot?
Do we get the Willies? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah.
Only
I mean,
when they
like,
turn the lights on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's any bar.
I'll get the Willies.
That's how I am at a bar when they turn the lights on. I'm like, who am I talking? I'm talking to you? Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. I was leaning up against this? Oh, my God. Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you. Oh, my. Very, very cool. Well, that's you know, that's cool that you guys are out playing and whatnot. And I noticed in some pictures, Tony, you were speaking of Allison and the fine folks over at MetalBabeMayhem.com. You were in that video. You were sporting a Metal Babe Mayhem T-shirt on. So good
yes.
stuff with that. Very,
yeah,
very
I like,
cool.
I like wearing her flag, waving her flag, all that.
Wave it up.
I'm telling you, Allison's very.
Yeah,
she does
people.
Does a really, really cool show. So you guys have been in all sorts of bands and playing, and then you met, you know, living next door to each other and whatnot. That's pretty cool. The rest was just history, right? You guys just knew people from the scene and kind of gathered the troops and paid took off.
Yeah, sure. You know, yeah, we just, you know, had fun playing and put music out there and people don't liked it and that's a good thing. They identified or got into it. And that's good. That's what
it's been a fun project, let me tell you. It's been fun. Now, we've got a lot of stuff done. A lot of emotions, a lot of trials, a lot of this, but, you know, we always stuck with it. And we can have little hiatuses a little bit and still believe in the music, and that's why we're still here, you know. And we write from our hearts, and we play from our hearts. And that's what we want to give to our fans, you know.
Yeah, I play from my balls. I don't
play with your balls?
I like to play with my balls.
Play with my balls, you know, whatever.
Well, the one thing, this band is it's a crossover band, I think. It's a wide range of people. That
are, country?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I've seen country people, you know, go tap into our songs. You know, it goes along, you know, from the young to the old. And, you know, I've noticed to have liked what we were doing, so.
Outstanding. Well, we've got some tracks queued up to play. Let's play a track to so everybody can know just how fantastic this you guys are on this. I've got let's see here. What do we got queued up here? We got Hole in My Soul, Sorry, Saint Christopher, and Raven's Tears. What should we hit people with first? Do you think?
Hole in My Soul. That was off the first EP, so that's cool.
Nice. Yeah, we'll track some progression and whatnot here. Here it is. This is Hole in My Soul. This is Paid. Here we go, folks. Check it out.
Hey.
Sounds Hole in My Soul, Paid. What a fantastic track, guys. Wow.
Thank
wow.
you. Glad you like it. Much.
Man, big sound. Big sound. I dig that. Now I'm looking at my show. Yeah, it's just fantastic. Fantastic. I'm looking in my my show notes. Lead vocalist Joe Allen. Joe, it says you have a background in soul, R&B, and reggae.
Yes, sir.
Man, you just bring it with that. That's cool how you guys are kind of from different backgrounds and whatnot, and just coming together. You guys sound like a really cool, you know, jam band, you know? I mean, I can only imagine how rehearsals are, you know?
A lot of times they're fun. Sometimes not so much.
On the finished product, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
There's definitely conflicts of interest a little bit at times. Personal and individual differences, right?
That's paid.
Paid. Personal and individual differences. But, yeah, you know, my background, yeah, I'm soul, love Motown, love reggae music. It was what I did. But I was also, you know, striving for, you know, a productive group of people. And, you know, this is what was presented to me. And, you know, and I gave it my all. And it turned out that I was capable of doing something else, vocally. And I'm blessed to be in the situation that I'm in at the moment.
Outstanding. Now, with Tony, though, Tony, you and your brother both had more of a rock background.
Rock, jazz, blues, funk,
gotcha.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah,
porn music.
Cool.
Yeah, we did the porn thing.
Yeah.
No, our mom would take us to the jazz clubs when we were kids.
I thought your mom was. You should just say your mom.
No, don't even go there.
Here it comes.
Jazz club. The Baked Potato. We used to go there as kids, you know, and listen to them jam, you know, and then we'd try and come home and imitate what they did in our garage. But
try being operative.
Yeah.
Well, you know, whatever it took, it worked, guys. It worked. Outstanding.
Right on.
Outstanding. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi. So I heard you're hooking everybody up with a new phone?
Yes. Right now, everybody gets a new phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roomies, buddies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah. This great deal is for existing customers. New customers, people named Willie, dog lovers, bird watchers.
Yes. Got it. It's for everyone. That's awesome.
Everyone gets a new phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your new select smartphone from top brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. See stores for details and terms and conditions.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas. Perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Now, Darren, you were you always a bass player, or did you move into – I've known a lot of bass players in my life, and sometimes they either always were or then they played another instrument and then moved into it. What was your story?
4-string good, 6-string bad. Thank you, Mr. Orwell.
There you go.
No, more direct to the point, yeah, I've always pretty much been a bass player ever since – ever since I heard Number of the Beast, it was like, this dude's phenomenal, obviously speaking of Steve Harris. And then later on in life is when I kind of I did kind of like the Paul McCartney thing. I always bass, and then when I got to be an old man, I switched over to guitar for a little while in a punk band.
Gotcha. And then it
was
back to bass.
Well, I never really left it. It's just, you know, sometimes you have to. It's kind of like a Chinese man. I got my wife and family at home, but I got my mistress on the side.
Right.
That was a guitar.
I gotcha. Oh,
it's
man.
Okay. I happen to be Indonesian, so if anybody's thinking that was just a pure out racist remark against the Asians, it's okay. I can call my people slant-eyed by one.
That'd be like me and the Italian going, I'm a wop, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay. Right, right. Very, very cool. Oh my gosh. Well, that's awesome. That's very cool. And you know, you guys mentioned what was it again? The acronym PAID stands for. I'm curious. That was personal.
For lots of different things. We did this thing a while back where we had a whole bunch of different ones. Pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization, personal and what?
What did you mean when you said that?
Personal and individual differences.
People are idiots, dummy.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's an actual government,
oh, yeah,
assigned government acronym called polonium air inhalation dosage, which is a standard for radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all, wow.
That's how you got your Fukushima today. But,
yeah, we did a thing a while ago with, like, you know, give us your favorite acronym. And people gave us a bunch. We have them written down somewhere.
Well, that's very cool.
Hello?
Very cool. Well, whatever your personal favorite is, folks, it is outstanding. PAID is the to know. And the website is PAIDROCKS.com, PAIDROCKS.com. You can get over there. And there's also, when you get over to Paid Rocks, it's a very cool website. There's links to their social media, Facebook and YouTube page. Very, very cool. What do you guys think about, like, social media and being in a band in the social media era and all that kind of stuff? Is
Pick
it a pain in the neck?
Phone.
Or?
What do I think about social media or what?
Yeah, yeah, with the with how bands, you know, musicians and bands are utilizing it, you know, is it a necessary evil or is it not? Is it a cool way to communicate with your fans?
I mean, well,
say?
It's kind of like this, you know, those of us who are in my peer group, we've watched things change. You know, it used to be you pass out thousands of flyers, that was the social media, you know, however long ago that was.
Used to go and actually engage people.
And then it was, you know, mailing list with email and then whatever. So now it's, you know,
Facebook
and Instagram and Twitters and whatever else. And, you know, MySpace was big at some point. You know, there's always something going on. So it's a digital world. And I realize that everybody's on their phone listening to the music or watching the video. So it's kind of like you got to have that preparation for as far as it goes. And, you know, it serves a purpose like anything else does.
It's a tool.
Right.
A tool. Or...
Well, yeah, I hear you, man. You know, and you're absolutely right. You're right. It's a tool, you know, whether you and how you use it and whatnot. I get discouraged sometimes with it, but, you know, it's something you got to do, you know, in my game, which is art and painting and all that. I don't know. It's weird because it's kind of like that old adage, you know, with the creative person and the business side of things, that gets to be kind of a nightmare for some people. And then some people are really good at it. I always say this with my social media, I need a 19-year-old girl with a cell phone and, you know, I'd be all, you know, she could handle that probably much better than I do. I don't know. You guys seem to be pretty good on it, though, you know, which is a good thing.
Yeah, we do it all organically, as they call it.
Nice.
You know, word of mouth.
Nice.
And you know, not putting a lot of money into the various, you know, things out there to pay for. I mean, you know, it's like anything. You can pay for it if you've got the money to pay for it. It has no bearing on the content. So, right, for now, it's just about the organic, like this.
No, because some shit costs extra.
And this is an organic thing right here. We're on the phone with you. And whoever's listening and will listen, and whoever hears it, and they'll pass the word on. And before you know it, like that old commercial, you know, this person told that person, and these people told those people that Eric can do it.
Right. So on and so on.
Right.
So, wasn't it perfect?
Something like that. So
I'm into
that. You know, it's the same thing with playing live. You know, we like playing to audiences that are our fans and people that never heard us before so that they can get turned on to us. And if they like us, they'll tell somebody they like this, you know, and that's part of that organic process.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Let's do another track now. Should we go in order here of how they were sent over to me? Should we do Sorry next? Do you guys want to do St. Christopher or Raven's Tears? What do you think?
Let's go with Sorry. Sorry.
A little slow, man.
Huh? Oh, okay. Go St. Christopher. That was off the second EP. St. Christopher. Go for that one.
Still not me.
Nice. Nice. Here it is, folks. Paid St. Christopher.
Thanks.
Because of the CBS News special report which follows, Mayberry RFD will not be presented tonight, but will return next week at its regularly scheduled time over most of these stations. The Draft Lottery. A live report on tonight's picking of the birth dates for the draft.
And the famous first pick tonight,
April
September 14th,
28th.
The first birthday that now is designated 001, which means for 19-year-olds
April
born on September 14th, that beginning...
We'll be right back.
outstanding. St. Christopher, paid a jam. I'm telling you, I'm loving your guys' music. It's just, yeah, absolutely. I need to, you know, and it's a perfect soundtrack for being in a car chase, you know, murdering somebody. No, I'm kidding. It's, well, it would work for that. Very, very cool. Or you know, spending that evening
did
with that special someone.
The homicide?
I did. It's a perfect movie soundtrack for it. I can see it in there, man. I can see it in there.
Yeah.
Like The Punisher.
Exactly.
The Netflix show.
Oh,
Defenders.
Yeah. That's
upcoming
right.
Wonder Woman or something.
Outstanding. Do you guys watch all that kind of stuff on
I do. I'm a total comic book geek, so yeah.
I don't. Not at all.
Versus Evil Dead.
I do.
Yeah. I'm the only one that doesn't actually.
I thought you said you got off on
I like X-Men, but I don't like follow. I've never read a comic book.
Oh, then you don't like X-Men.
I'm sorry for anybody that was offended by that.
Yeah.
I really am.
All the fellow geeks out there.
But you know, hey, I like what television has done for my visual effects now, so I can see what's going on. Reading the comic book game, I think.
And since I don't care about being on their label, fuck Fox, fucking Marvel comic movies all the way.
All the way.
Marvel Studios.
Marvel Studios.
I agree. I'm telling you.
The only thing
Fox
do, right? Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I never saw that happening. You know, I remember being a kid and, you know, I have my girl now is into, she does this cosplay where she goes to conventions. Her and her sister have a business they do with that and dress up like superheroes and people like that.
You lucky bastard.
That's cool stuff.
I never
That's
thought
awesome.
That would happen. I mean, I remember being a 12-year-old kid going, yeah, there's no girl ever going to walk into this comic book store. And who knows? The world would change.
30% chicks now.
I'm telling you. That's crazy. Oh man!
Now let me ask Harley. They all want to be Harley.
Oh yeah.
No, there's still ones out there that either do Wonder Woman or Supergirl, whatever. But yeah, most of the chicks want to be some psychotic fucking.
That's
perfectly fine.
Oh, I'm not accusing her or throwing it. Like,
yeah,
I'm
absolutely
not, like,
fine.
That was my wife. That was the mother of my child. Yeah. That was every woman I've been with.
They make the world go around.
Oh, they make something go around.
Something with it. I'm telling you. Let me. That's cool, man. That's very cool. I want to let people know too. The tracks we've played. These are available on digital download and iTunes and what have you. Hole in My Soul, you guys said is on Reverb Nation, right?
Yes. Yeah, on our website, under the music tab, on the website, paidrocks.com, under the music tab, there's links to everything. The first EP links are there, which are all on Reverb Nation. The second seven-song album has all of its stuff, so, you know, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, everywhere.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. And, folks, if you do listen, you can listen to the whole thing on both albums, I believe, on Spotify. If you do listen to it, remember to listen to it 37,000 times on repeat, you know, so the boys can get new strings for bass. You know, bass strings are expensive. Guitar strings aren't cheap. And, you know, all of that. I don't know. I just about Spotify in a way. I have friends that kind of, you know, they're like, that whole Spotify thing, I wish they paid the musicians more is all I'm saying. But I don't know how the business works. So
no, the only place that really pays a decent percentage is Bandcamp. So if you go anywhere, go to Bandcamp.
I gotcha. Oh, and of course,
all the
shows.
Cool stuff happens at Bandcamp.
All the cool stuff. Dude, they're stuck in my pussy.
Yeah, right? What he said, I didn't say that.
I didn't say it either. Allison Hannigan from fucking Buffy said it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man, that's funny. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, and also a good place to pick up music is at the live shows. And you guys do play out quite a bit and whatnot. Just had, like I said, we mentioned the whiskey show, and then you guys also played again on the 29th, right, of December?
Yeah, we did two shows with Head PE being direct support for them. One was in Orange County in Malone's, and one was at the Whiskey in Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah, that was the last couple of shows we played.
Those guys are the shit.
Yeah, they were cool to be, man.
Yeah,
great,
man.
Great band, great people, great time.
Awesome. No, are you guys, I know you're... you know, doing a lot of promotion for the album right now. You guys got any plans on playing out soon that we should mention to people, or everything's still in the works and whatnot on that?
Well, we've got a hometown show coming up here in April 8th in Long Beach.
Hometown book today?
And, yeah, it's kind of like a hometown show for us in Long Beach. And then we're just kind of focused on getting all our songs up and getting into the new album out.
But, yeah, if you want to come down to the show in Long Beach, it's at D Piazza's in Long Beach, California.
Yeah, all ages.
All ages.
Bring the kids.
Bring all your friends,
like
grandma,
all of it.
Your uncle, your dog, whatever. Just bring them. Come on down. It's good
nice.
Stuff.
Very, very cool. And, you know, and I, folks, there will be a merch table where you can pick up, you know, paid merchandise. And I suggest
that,
you do that.
The thing that we got, excuse me, for people that who had our shows for a few months now, we've had this thing called Appetizer, which is songs from the first two albums. To kind of hold them over until we get the new one out.
Appetizer?
Appetizer.
Mm-hmm. Get a taste. Very cool. And, you know, what's cool about stuff like that is it doesn't stick around, you know. You buy stuff like that, and then it's like new stuff comes out, and you're like, hey, yeah, I got this. And those are always fun pieces to have in your collection, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very cool stuff. And, you know, in a couple years, you go down, if you're in Vegas, you go to, you know, the Pawn Stars, and, you know, you can sell it because not everybody has that, you know, because it was a limited
one day someone will be selling our CD on Pawn Stars.
Yeah, the only guy stupid enough would probably be Chumley.
Yeah. He's gonna have to call a buddy of his to come in and and then tell him how much this is worth, you know.
I never, you know, in my life I never thought I would be like watch a show about a pawn shop, you know. I just I've been in a million of them and stuff. I never thought I would be watching
or Storage Wars. Yeah.
I watched
or Storage. I was just thinking that.
I don't read comic books, but I watch Pawn Stars. You know what I mean?
because your mind makes the connection Pawn Stars. What else do I know?
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars.
Individual's mind is in a certain
narrative
all the time.
This is how the industry does it. You know, subliminals to make you fucking. Why else is that show ahead?
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, but
I will say this about the show Pawn Stars. I have been in a lot of pawn shops and a lot of places in my young life, and no one's ever called in an expert, at least for anything I had. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, I don't have to call in an expert. Nobody does that.
The expert was a book.
And I don't even think if I went to that pawn shop, they would call in an expert. And I would request that. I swear I would. I'd be like, I want you to call in for an expert. You know?
And people just run down to the pawn shop. Sure, no problem. Let me lock up my art gallery and just run down here to the... I don't know. It's crazy. But I do. I watch that and that Storage Wars, man. I want to see what's in those every time. My thing with Storage Wars
three.
Is, I know. And they always say, well, this is worth, you know, they had the little counter that comes. I'm like, man, nobody is paying $300 for that 10 speed, you know? It ain't going to happen. But I don't know. Maybe, what
dude,
do I know?
A bunch
of crap. I'm just saying. You know?
I just paid $500 for a bunch of crap.
Exactly. No one ever cries. That would be me. I'd be like, what did I do?
Right. I mean, how often is there a treasure in there? You know what I mean?
Right. I just found a Monet. Like, really? Did you really find one in the fucking storage unit? That's fucking great.
And the other thing is it's only like they have four or five people. They're always the highest bidder. I'm like, well, what do all those other people show up for? Those people don't have a chance at all.
You know, they just hired extras.
Scripted reality shows.
Yeah, hired extras.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
They put everything they want you to find in those storage units prior to the show.
Yeah.
They learned their lesson with Geraldo and Al Capone's bald.
Funny as that.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, man. I hadn't thought about that in a while. Old Al Capone. Yeah. Poor Al Capone in his vault. Nothing in there. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I remember that when I was a kid, too. Outstanding. Let's play another track, guys. We've got now these two. Sorry, and Raven.
Play
sorry, these are off
the end. Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah, I've got a song. Sorry, that's from the Moment of Clarity EP that's available on iTunes and Bandcamp and everywhere. The song Sorry, yeah.
Bandcamp,
well, here it
baby.
Is. Bandcamp, get check it out. This is Sorry by Paid. Check it out, everybody.
Thank you.
seem to comprehend. So I walk away with the memories that you left. But I still feel the pain that I can't explain. I know that my dreams have long since been, but I know in my heart I'll see you again. Without a purpose, but I'm getting better every day. So I hold on strong with the memories that you left. But I still feel pain that I can't explain. And all of my dreams have long since been. I know in my heart.
What a track. I like that, man. Very, very
thank
cool.
Thank you.
Now, you guys were such a, you guys are just a whole band of cool cats and whatnot, and it's fantastic music. How is the writing process of that, kind of behind the curtain there a little bit? How does that go? What's the typical, is there a typical way that the writing of material goes down?
Well, basically, for the most part, it's, I tweak on some riffs and ideas and pieces and parts. I put them together and come over and jam with my brother, and we work out this idea, and then Joe just finds his melody and then you go home and write his lyrics.
I go to the spirit world.
I got you. Nice. Well, always try to, leave the fire burning so you can find your way back, that's... That's important. You don't want to get stuck in that spirit world. Oh, man. Very, very cool. Well, it's working. The process of that is definitely putting. It's fantastic music and just blown away by it. Very, very cool.
Thanks.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, with the video shoots that you guys are doing and whatnot, again, I've seen some cool stuff on YouTube. Do you guys, is there someone you know all that, or is there different people, or?
Well, right now, it's one part of the thing I was going to say about the music process now, where we're at today and what we're doing now is having Darren here brings this element of, you know, the writing process and the creativity of making stuff. We're kind of written into our reworking it with him, which is great because he brings this whole thing to it that's awesome for all of us.
Kicks it up a notch.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And as far as
my emerald?
And, as far as video and editing stuff, he's a guy that does that. So
isn't it Bam?
We got these
Bam.
Got these video ideas coming up. My brother's like scripting them and directing them, and Darren will be doing the editing, and it'll be pretty cool. That stuff will be coming up here pretty quickly.
Definitely, St. Christopher's pretty much the next one on the
block.
Nice, nice. Well, it's such a jam, you know. It's such a great. They all are. Now, we were talking. Oh yeah, absolutely, man. It goes without saying. I'm telling you, it's. I'm excited. I can only imagine how excited you guys are. You know, when you see good work or you hear good work, it's just, you know, I know, you know, I've got to give it that what's due there because it's just really great. You know, you guys are a really good band. Very, very cool. Now, you know, as things permeate and grow and whatnot. But you guys, like, were really good out of the gate, it seems like. And it's just even getting better. That's cool, man. Do you feel pressure with that at all?
In what context of pressure? What do you mean? To write?
Well,
no pressure. We just play. We're playing for ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so and we play for whoever gets off on what we're doing. So I'm not contriving anything, and nobody here is. So.
Huh? What?
Cool. Well, it definitely, you know, it's genuine and just real, you know, just good jam. Now we were talking a little bit off the air about the final track we're going to play tonight, Raven's Tears. Now this is kind of raw, right?
Yeah, this is what we would call a pre-production demo.
Real raw.
And it's you know it's the idea on tape. To get us, you know, what we're going to do, present to the producer, and then we'll be in the studio at some point in the near future with it. But we're proud of it. So we're like.
It is a sketch.
It's a sketch, but you'll get what we get off of it. We get off on it. So
we play this song way better than you're going to hear.
Because since we are all where my mind's at, that's
but,
like crazy, dude.
Right.
You know,
but we're not, we don't have a problem, you know, letting anybody hear. This is the rough draft sketch of the song. Excuse me. So,
this might be the rarities one day. You never know.
It's going to be one of those.
We're just really excited about this new stuff that we're coming up with. And
right.
So we're anxious to have people here.
So if you think it sucks, rest assured it will get better.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like it in its raw form.
If you like it like this, then hey, fuck yeah.
Hey, bareback or condom, baby.
Oh man, I love it. I love it.
I know. Hey, they pushed the switch on.
Hey,
like,
it's like this is a time where you need all those weird, you know, buttons to push where you have all the weird noises going on.
I kind of like having a
beer. Outstanding.
Raven Tears. There's a old live version from earlier in the last year. On the YouTube for one of the whiskey shows from earlier in the year back in March. That's on YouTube, and this is the pre-production of that's coming up.
Well, without further ado, here it is, Raven's Tears.
Yeah.
make me feel complete. I'll always be your rock when you feel so lost and weak. I've been afraid all of my days. I've been down forever, and I know that I pick myself up, and I still will try, yeah. Find you when you run and hide to make the world a better place. And I'm so proud that we both didn't look the same. And I say now, I've been afraid all of my days. I've been down forever, and I know that I'll pick myself up, and I still will try, yeah. I'm gonna pick myself up.
Very, very cool. And yes, I'm a dork. I got faked out there. I got faked out at the end, guys.
Yeah.
You got me. You got me.
You gotta pick yourself.
Now, if that is a rough sketch, I'm just blown away. You know, wow, outstanding.
Yeah, it's just the pencils.
Yeah. No colors yet. Just pencils.
No inks.
Yeah. That's
very,
the drawing.
Very
we're
cool.
Gonna color it in, right? You know. If you hear it live, if you come down to Deep Piazza, you hear it live, and it's a pretty incredible freaking song, let me tell you.
Oh, that's outstanding. And it's indicative of the new work on the new album. I don't wanna put you guys in the hot seat. Just ballpark, do you think, when the new album will be ready to be released and whatnot? And the reason I'm asking is I'm just looking forward to it.
No, I understand. Everybody asks us that, and it's right now we're getting all the new, you know, this lineup together, getting our shit straight with it, getting all the songs dialed in, and you know, we're hoping sooner than later. I mean, it's hard to put a time frame on it right now. Unfortunately, we don't have it.
Long story short, too fucking late. As soon as I get my shit together.
There you go. I wasn't going to say anything, but he can front himself off.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like this. It's February, you know, middle or early February. Still, if we can get into the studio somewhere in April, May the latest, so we can get it done and hammered out so it's out by the summer, that'd be perfect.
Outstanding.
That'd be the goal. As soon as we
outstanding.
Time prime, everybody will know on that social media.
That's right. The social media will keep everybody informed. I suggest you like and follow paid. Very, very cool. And guys, I definitely want to have you guys back on the show when the album is, you know, ready to go and whatnot. And, you know, whatever I can do to help get the word out. You guys are a pleasure to have on.
Real quick, I just want to say that if you listen to the Opus X song that's on the YouTube channel, the range of the new album. From Raven's Tears to Opus X, just so people can get an idea of what's coming.
Nice. Nice. Outstanding. Very, very cool. And I want to give a big shout-out again, once again, to Allison and the fine folks over at MetalBabeMayhem.com.
Come on.
Exactly.
Metal Babe.
Exactly. Guys, I want to thank you guys as well. Thank you so much for being on the show and whatnot. You guys are just awesome. And I can't wait to hear more of Paid. Outstanding.
Thank you so much.
Very, very. Definitely, definitely. Good. And everybody, we will have this show converted to a podcast. This will be that'll all happen tonight in probably take about 45 minutes. I'm thinking, looking at my time frame here. But it will be up and all posted on all the social media that we were talking about before, and even some of the ones we weren't talking about. And it'll also be up on iTunes for free. So if you are listening in the future to the show on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. We really appreciate it when you do that. It puts us up at the top of the page. Doesn't cost anything, and it really helps us out. We will be back. Let's see, tonight is Wednesday night. We will be back tomorrow night, or 9 o'clock on the East Coast, 6 o'clock on the West Coast. We've got an indie artist, Spencer Anthony, that's going to be on. It's a fun show with that. Look forward to that. We will see you all then. Hey, guys, have a great night, and, you know, just keep rocking.
Yes, rock. Very much.
Man. Everyone has ace.
All right, paidrock.com.
Very cool. Very cool.
Paid music.
Jamie Roxx's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Roxx for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Roxx.
Blog Talk Radio.